Okay, so we start with agriculture. Some lingering questions. Michelle.
At the February meeting, the ISB discussed all of the main issues raised by respondents to the exposure draft. And the sentiment at that February meeting was that the ISB supported continuing to limit the scope of what is addressed under the project, and hence to limit the issues brought back to this March meeting. Now, given that sentiment and the fact that the other issues that were raised by respondents were only raised by a small number of them, and the fact that the staff is not proposing any significant changes for those issues, the staff suggest, rather than go through each of the issues in turn in the paper, that we limit the discussion to only those issues where ISB members have questions or objections. So do any ISB members have any questions on or objections to any of the issues in the paper?
In other words, who cares?
I will always care, Hans.
Dare.
I thought you said dares.
Dare,
right?
Mary.
It's no disagreement with the staff recommendations about not taking things forward. However, I was concerned about in paper 13A, the comment made in paragraph 10A, and apologies, I haven't had a chance to think further about it and maybe follow up with staff, because there's a comment here about this would be a reasonable way to determine fair value. And I think because we very often find further complexities and concerns when we look at fair value in some of these issues, I would strongly discourage us from making any such statement, even in the basis for conclusions, about how you would do fair value in these circumstances.
I think seminal related. You know, the key ideas when we decide anything related to this amendment is not changing 16 at all. You know, people raise many issues, you know, how to define, draw a line between mature or not, you know, how to recognize cost or others. But we say no, we don't want to touch. But in this area, you know, I just checked with Michelle, the reason why we keep revaluation model, firstly, it's principle-based, because 16 have revaluation model. But more importantly, a few countries, particularly like Australia, New Zealand, they say that we, you know, traditionally use revaluation model, and why you not allow us to do so? And we say, yes, of course, we will maintain this. But then, you know, if you follow 41 strictly, and you follow the 16 on revaluation model strictly, it will be slightly different, as Michelle mentioned. What I suggest is two way. One way is not mentioned at all. Another way is check with New Zealanders and Australians, and whether, you know, the discussion of these four differences mentioned, we intend to mention in the basis, whether it will contradictory to their current practice or their understanding, you know. Otherwise, I will feel maybe create some kind of, you know, consequences we not intended, and then people raise more issues to us.
It's just a continuation and being directly. I had the same discomfort, so I actually, hearing Mary's and Weigu, I just suggest not to include this even in the base for conclusion. I agree with you. This should be well known by most interested party, and you stressed that in paragraph 12. So I suggest not doing any further work, not including the basis.
Okay, we're making life easy for you again, Michelle.
Do all ISB members agree with the other parts of the staff recommendations?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.